The Chinese president visited a tea farm in the city of Wuxian, Fujian province. Xi Jinping called for coordinated efforts to promote tea culture, the development of the tea industry, and the use of technology in this sector. A Chinese vice premier is calling for accelerating the country's COVID-19 vaccination campaign and boosting vaccination rates. Sun Chunlan is urging local authorities and departments to improve coordination to ensure that vaccination targets are achieved on schedule. China's approved 4 vaccines against COVID-19 for conditional marketing and another one for emergency use. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Guilin. The two sides briefed each other on the latest developments of their respective relations with the United States. The two foreign ministers said the international community believes that the U.S. should reflect on the damage it's done to global peace and development. On the Iranian nuclear issue, the two sides said that the U.S. should unconditionally return to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action as soon as possible and revoke the unilateral sanctions against Iran. On the Afghanistan issue, the two ministers said that all dialogue should embody the Afghan-led, Afghan-owned principle to accelerate the peace, reconciliation, and reconstruction process. The two sides also coordinated positions on a wide range of issues such as UN reform, climate change, the Asia-Pacific situation, Syria, and Sudan. China's issued new standards for the research and application of stem cells to ensure biosafety and ethical standards. The standards specify the biological characteristics, production process, packaging, labeling, storage, and transportation of stem cells. Clinical research and application of stem cells has brought new hope to the treatment of several illnesses, including Parkinson's disease. Scientists say the new standards provide a reference for filing and reviewing such research. At least 6 people are reportedly dead after a mass shooting in the western U.S. state of Colorado. Officers say they were shot at as they responded to a report of a person hit with gunfire in the parking lot of a grocery store. Colorado Governor Jared Polis and Boulder Mayor Sam Weaver each released statements referring to the incident as a tragedy. Saudi Arabia has offered a ceasefire proposal to Yemen's Houthi rebels that includes reopening their country's main airport. The United Nations has welcomed Saudi Arabia's announcement on its latest attempt to halt the fighting, which has caused the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The plan would see taxes, customs, and other fees generated by Yemen's Hodeidah port put into a joint account of Yemen's central bank. The account would be accessible to the rebels and Yemen's recognized government. The ceasefire proposal comes after the rebels stepped up drone and missile attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil sites, briefly shaking global energy prices. The British Prime Minister is expected to speak to European Union leaders this week over a potential coronavirus vaccine ban from the bloc. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on the weekend that the EU has the power to forbid exports of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. A British government official said in response that vaccine nationalism will not do any good and that the country will work with the bloc and other countries to maximize the supply and production of COVID-19 vaccines. The National Health Service England has warned that Britain is going to face a reduction in COVID-19 vaccine supplies from March 29th, but the government insists that the country is on course to offer all adults a dose by the end of July.